Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Pile Driver Podcast. I am your host, Eric Vasquez. I run the site that brings you this podcast, thewrestlingchronicle.com. And I'm here today to talk about last night's NXT TakeOver Orlando. That's right. Right now, it's currently 10:46 in the morning, April 2nd. It is WrestleMania Day, folks. And also a very special day for me as well. It's also the opening day for the New York Yankees 2017 season. So needless to say, I have a very busy day today catching up on all of that. But we're here to talk about NXT TakeOver Orlando. It was a big night last night, as it is with any TakeOver special. Packed house in the Amway Center in Orlando for the event. It was a great event. A lot of interesting things happened. We got all new, brand new NXT championship titles for the women tag teams, and the NXT title got a brand new makeover, a surprise in the crowd. We had some debuts. All in all, from top to bottom, we had a fantastic card that I'll be going over just shortly from now. I'm excited. I'm excited tonight is WrestleMania. I thank you all for checking out yesterday's episode, giving a preview of WrestleMania. It's been well received. A lot of people have been downloading, clicking on it, everything like that, retweeting, liking, all that stuff. So thank you to everyone who's taking the time to share the content that I provide. I know it's not the best content, but I'm trying my best to be more consistent. And I thank you guys for checking it out. It really means a lot. If you want to, I'll be plugging it at the end of the show, but also let's do it now, get out of the way. If you want to communicate with me, you can reach me on Twitter at WrestlingChron, C-H-R-O-N, and you can also give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheWrestlingChronicle. Thank you guys, everyone that's been liking the page and everything. We've been doing some really big numbers on Facebook, doing some different things, trying to get some content out to you that way, and it's been well received as well. So thank you guys so, so much for the interaction and the love that you've been sending my way. As I mentioned yesterday, if you checked out the show, we do have other stuff coming very shortly. It's in the planning stages, so I definitely can't give out too much information, but we do have some new content coming for you guys, something different, something fun, especially for the fans of wrestling of yesteryear, you know, the historical fans. We have some interesting things coming for the site and for your ear holes, let's just say. Let's just keep it at that. I don't want to give away too many details. But, like I said, we're here to cover last night's NXT TakeOver Orlando special. And what a special it was. The show kicked off. Obviously, Triple H did his little We Are NXT intro. And it was special because NXT Orlando is basically the stomping ground for NXT as a headquarters. The Performance Center is in Orlando. That's where all the up-and-coming WWE talent go to train, cut their teeth in the WWE way of doing things, and also get introduced to the product going through NXT. So it was very interesting to have an NXT TakeOver special back in the headquarters of NXT, especially for WrestleMania weekend, which kind of just amplifies the entire deal. The show kicked off with Sanity, Eric Young, Killian Dane, Nikki Cross, and Alexander Wolfe taking on Roderick Strong, Ty Dillinger, Ruby Riott, and No Way Jose. Now, during the kickoff show, the pre-show for NXT TakeOver Orlando, we had some footage shown to us showing No Way Jose getting jumped from behind during an access event early in the day by Sanity. They took him out. They crushed his legs with some steel steps. And thus, because of that incident, No Way Jose was unable to compete in the match. That sound, if you checked out the show yesterday, is me taking a swig of caffeine, so I'm able to do all of this. But yes, they took out No Way Jose. He's unable to compete in the match, as told to us by Nigel McGuinness. So therefore, stepping in for No Way Jose is the knockout artist, Mr. Cassius Ohno. And what a surprise it was. It was kind of easy to tell that Ohno was going to be taking the spot. My brother kind of predicted it before it happened. But it was a well-welcome sight as it happened. And the match got underway fairly quickly with all eight individuals going after one another. Cassius Ohno, I'm having a hard time saying Cassius Ohno and not Chris Hero, but Cassius did his little cyclone kick and just absolutely murdered Dane to the outside. And that was one of the standout things about this match, is that Cassius Ohno, as I have in my notes here, Cassius Ohno went full-on Chris Hero in this match, which was great. Other great things that I saw, you know, Sanity did a great job of, you know, isolating Roderick Strong and kind of amplifying the hot tag for Ty Dillinger towards the middle of the match. And when he came in, the crowd just lost it. I really don't know what's left. I know we talked about this yesterday on the show about what's left for guys to do. And with that said, I don't know what's left for Ty Dillinger to do to get more popular with the NXT fans, aside from maybe giving him a main event run with the title before he gets a call-up. But the fact that he's been in NXT for so long and he's kind of built this momentum and this fandom behind him, I think it's a great time to give him a call-up after WrestleMania is over, but we'll see about that. The match was great. Cassius Ohno went full-on Chris Hero. Dillinger was definitely the star of the match. There was one incident where Ruby Riott goes for a missile drop kick off the apron to Nikki Cross into she goes crashing onto the apron, not the apron floor, but the, you know, the padding around the ring, and it was just, the thud of that sound was just incredible. But it definitely made me cringe a little bit because it looked like a painful spot. It was one of those things where it was a great match that kind of broke down into chaos, but it was a very well organized chaos, which I kind of enjoyed, especially when you have all these people in the match. And just the excitement. There was a moment towards the end in the closing seconds of the match where Ty Dillinger tried to hit the tiebreaker on Killian Dane, who's a massive human being. But just the simple fact that Dillinger was able to get him on his shoulders to execute the tiebreaker, but it was to no avail because right before he goes to hit it, Alexander Wolf comes in, kicks Dillinger in the face, allowing Killian Dane to get off the shoulders. Killian Dane hits his finisher. I couldn't pick up on the name. I don't know if what it was, Elston Plantation. It's something like that. I couldn't really pick it up. Nigel McGuinness was the one on the call. But basically, his finisher is basically like a one-winged angel, Kenny Omega-style finisher. And he hits it on Ty Dillinger, which is very interesting. Killian Dane gets the win for Sanity, and that's the end of that. Now, this is very interesting. There has been, like, literally no comeuppance for Dillinger as far as his feud with Sanity. Sanity has always gotten the better of Ty Dillinger. It's been about three or four times already, and still he has no comeuppance, which is very interesting. So I'm very interested in seeing what the plan is for Ty Dillinger after this TakeOver special. But again, to start off the show, this was an incredible match. In my eyes, I think it definitely deserved four flame emojis. According to you guys, out of all the votes, we had 23 votes on this one. 48% of you gave it three flame emojis, which I can't argue with. Again, a great way to open up the show. Great surprise to see Ohno out there to open the show. Fantastic performance from Ty Dillinger, who really had the crowd behind him. But Sanity looks like one of those groups that could really do some damage in NXT, and they kind of have that presence where you can call them up to the main roster right now, and they could probably be successful in a sort of way. But again, they probably can run roughshod over NXT for some time, and I expect it. Again, I'm really interested in seeing what Ruby Riott's going to be doing. And also, Nikki Cross is one of my favorite aspects of Sanity, so I'm really, really a big fan. I'm happy the match went as well as it did. Moving on, let's see here, going through my notes. Yes, the second match of the night was Andrade Cien Almas taking on the debuting Aleister Black. For those that don't know, or maybe those that are in the know, Aleister Black is the formerly known as Tommy N on the independent circles. Give me a second, my dog's going crazy. Hey, I'm trying to record a show here. We had a run in by my dog Leroy, who's just absolutely losing his mind right now. I think he wants one of his toys. I think that's what it is. Is that what it is? You want one of your toys? I'm trying to record a podcast here, guy. I tell you, Leroy the dog has hijacked this podcast, but it's live. I had to grab one of his toys so he can calm down and start playing. But anyway, moving on to the show. Aleister Black, formerly known as Tommy N on the independent and UK circles of wrestling, made his debut tonight in spectacular fashion. For anyone that's been listening to any of my shows or maybe checking out my recaps, you guys probably know I'm a big fan of the creepy, dark, sort of macabre gimmicks and characters, similar to like Bray Wyatt, you know, Finn Balor, obviously The Undertaker, the darkest character of them all. But as far as those characters as a whole, I'm a huge fan of them, and Aleister Black definitely fits that bill. He made a spectacular entrance where he kind of just rises up, similar to like a Nosferatu vampire or something like that, or a Hannibal Lecter, where he's in this little contraption that just raises him up. He steps off, and he did this thing where I thought it was very interesting. As he's coming down to the ring, he stops right in the middle, and sort of a production sort of deal that I found interesting. He looks directly into the camera, and his face and that presence that he gave when he looked into that camera. I literally heard the money truck backing up into the Performance Center, dumping all their money on Aleister Black. This is a guy that hadn't even done anything in the ring for NXT yet, and he had a main event presence to him. That's just plain and simple, just a main event presence to him. And all the feedback that I got as far as like his debut, not only in the ring, but his entrance and just his presence. You know, it was just fantastic all the way around. This guy can be something for NXT and most likely can be something for WWE. I know his thing in the independents was sort of being like the anti-hero. Not to borrow from Roman Reigns, but he's not really a good guy or a bad guy. He's just Aleister Black. He's going to go out there and do what he wants to do because he believes in himself and nothing else, which I think is phenomenal work. It was a fantastic match. A couple of my notes here. Aleister Black, to me, is money plain and simple, as I just said. He's the complete package as a wrestler. He can strike with the best of them, probably the best striker in NXT at the moment, whether it be hand strikes or with his kicks. He has some devastating kicks. Very, very versed in mixed martial arts, so that's something to take a look at when he gets developed in NXT. There was some fantastic arm work from Almas as well. Ever since Almas's debut, this sort of cocky El Idolo character, he's been phenomenal. Like, it totally transformed this guy. He's good, but there's nothing about him. So he may fall into obscurity to now. He's a guy that you really kind of want to watch, and you want to see what happens with him and see if he gets elevated a little bit because he's doing some great stuff. As far as the match was pretty back and forth. You know, again, most of the stuff you wanted to look for is Black's striking ability. That's his one thing that's going to put him over the top, is how good he strikes. He can strike with the best of them, similar to Hideo Itami or Shinsuke Nakamura. He's one of those type of strikers. Very quick, very fast, and very stiff, very hard. There was the moment where Aleister Black got to show off a little bit of his agility. He did an up and over out to the ring and then a moonsault off the top from the second rope turnbuckle, which really got the crowd going. And that's how you can tell, like, he's a complete package, because he can strike with the best of them. He can kind of ground and pound you, and then he can also fly. So he's quick, agile, strong. And, you know, devastatingly, you know, his strikes are just, that's his one thing. His strikes are going to definitely put him over the top. Now, as far as the match itself, it was great. The closing, saw that Black had Almas on the ground. He kind of did this thing where he, like, lifted him up and got him to his feet using his boot. And as he's standing, just hits him with a spinning back kick. That was literally right on the money, and Almas sold it beautifully. Almost looked like he got his jaw rearranged. That was very fun. My only gripe is not with the performers, but as always with these crowds, they tend to take the focus away from the match and put it on themselves, is what they did towards the closing. So they kind of missed a fantastic finish. But either way, Aleister Black gets the win. Again, a fantastic debut for him. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what he's going to do with NXT going forward. So, moving on, let's see. Here, I'm looking for my poll results. Kind of difficult with all these things going on, with all the Twitter and everything like that. So I'm looking here. Again, this show is live, which is why we got a sweet run-in from Leroy the Dog. I haven't developed a Twitter account for him. Don't worry, I'm not going to be one of those people. Let's see, scrolling through my tweets here. All right, like I said, out of 24 votes, you guys gave it 3 flame emojis, 50%. So at least 12 of you said it was worthy of 3 flame emojis, 25% said 4. I'm going to go with in the middle, 3.5 flames. Again, it was a great debut. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with Black going forward. I'm also interested in seeing what they're going to do with Almas going forward as well. His momentum is on the rise. So, if you give me a second here, I'm going to take a little break and then I'm going to return back with more of the reaction and recap of NXT. Take over Orlando, take a break, grab a drink, and then pop in those headphones once again. Much like the Orlando crowd last night, Leroy the Dog has tried to hijack this show with his antics. He's losing it, but finally I have him subdued. So we're going to get right back into the NXT TakeOver recap and reaction. Again, Aleister Black, Andrade Cien Almas, wonderful match. I'd actually like to see a feud maybe built up after this. This is one of those things that is really good. I'd like to see again. Also, a little bit of note. I didn't catch it for the replay, but there was a moment where Nigel McGuinness had a little slip up and thought he was still calling Ring of Honor matches and thought this was a Ring of Honor match. So a little snafu there from Nigel McGuinness. Next up was the 3-way elimination match between the NXT Tag Team Champions, the Authors of Pain, Akam and Rezar, versus DIY, that is Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, and also The Revival, Scott Dawson, Dash Wilder, and let me tell you what a match it was. Starts off the match, we get introduced to brand new NXT Tag Team titles, and these titles look wonderful. A definite upgrade to the titles that they had before. Not that the titles that they had before were bad, but this is definitely a little bit more bling on it, a little bit more prestige, you know, to the actual design, making it look like a world tag team championship for sure. So that was great. DIY and Revival sort of do a team up and try to get rid of Authors of Pain, which only lasted a little bit, but it did work for a little while. DIY break out a table, so that was interesting. And then DIY and the Revival go underway, and sort of the quick alliance sort of disintegrates from there. There was a great moment where I forgot who from DIY went to tag in somebody from the Revival after the Authors of Pain were kind of back on offense, and they wanted no part of that. They wouldn't even take the tag, which is interesting because remember, anytime you have a triple threat or a more than two team tag match, the rules are you can tag any person at the moment. Doesn't have to necessarily be your partner. So the Revival wanted no part of that. And eventually that kind of comes back to bite them in the butt when DIY did the same thing to them. They didn't want any part of that. So they decided to pay them back and not get into the match. DIY sort of did their thing where they just went nuts, especially Tommaso Ciampa, which is something because, you know, I don't want to use this analogy, but if we had to, I would say, like, maybe Tommaso is just, like, a little bit more than just the Marty Jannetty of the tag team, but he kind of gets his shine stolen away from him a little bit by Johnny Gargano, except for tonight. Tommaso Ciampa was definitely one of the MVPs of the match. When he got that the hot tag in, you know, it was just amazing to see the crowd react to him and the way he took over the match. We did have a crazy table spot. DIY tried to do a double power bomb on one of the members of Authors of Pain, but he had the ropes. He was holding onto the ropes because the table was outside adjacent to the ring. So thankfully the Revival come in and do a little shoulder blocking, sending one of the members of Authors of Pain right into the table, which was a crazy moment. Cool to see a little table spot in NXT, which we don't see very often. DIY and Revival sort of reconnect as sort of this, let's jump on one of the Authors of Pain guys, but it was kind of to no avail. I think it was Akam, and despite having four guys on him, he just overpowered him, which was very, very interesting. And then they did this deal where Scott Dawson locked in a reverse figure four on Akam, and then you had all of the guys in the ring, sans Razor from Authors of Pain, and Dawson has this reverse figure four sort of in the middle of the ring, and he has, you know, Akam has no one to get to, and everybody's looking at each other like, you know what, why not? You know, they're looking at Gargano, so Gargano runs in, slaps on the Gargano escape submission, and now on Akam is a dual Gargano escape submission with Scott Dawson locking in the reverse figure four. And what's also interesting is you had Tommaso Ciampa and Dash Wilder playing guard to make sure Razor, if he tried to get back in the ring, which he tried. He tried to get back in the ring, so you have Tommaso Ciampa and Dash Wilder playing guard. And as he's trying to get back in the ring, they're trying to guard him, waiting for it to see if Akam is going to tap out and eliminate his team. But Razor is so strong that when he gets back in the ring, he's able to bulldoze his way into the submission to break it up. A fantastic spot. I haven't seen that done in so long. It was just phenomenally done. And then we get a really, really, really cool spot where it's just a tag team finisher mix-up. How did it go? It was, they had Akam in the ring, in the middle of the ring, and the only people that were left were Johnny Gargano and Scott Dawson. And the two of those guys team up to execute the DIY finisher, meet me in the middle, with Dawson playing the part of Tommaso Ciampa, which I thought was very interesting. And then right off the bat, the other guys roll in, and Dash Wilder and Tommaso Ciampa hit the Revival Shatter Machine on Razor. A completely mental moment, definitely a big part of the match, a very interesting, fun part of the match. Something I didn't see coming, hadn't seen done. I'm pretty sure it's been done in wrestling, but I can't recall a moment where I remember that happening, so I thought it was super, super interesting. And from then on, the match just went into full-on chaos mode. Authors of Pain did this really crazy thing where when they looked like they were down, it was almost like they got a power boost, or they like regenerated almost. And it was like all of the things that happened in the match before didn't even affect them, and they were back to dominating the match. And when I say they dominated the match, they totally, totally dominated the match. They were able to eliminate, for the first elimination, was DIY. They hit the last chapter on Tommaso Ciampa, taking those guys out. And that first fall came very, very late in the match, which was very interesting and very fun. And then almost a little while later, they hit the Super Collider power bombs on the Revival to retain the tag team titles. Both teams did put up a great fight against the Authors of Pain, but man, the way they just went on their business in the ring, and even when they were down, they were, like I said, they kind of regenerated and were able to get back into the swing of things, which was crazy to me. Hold on 1 second. Leroy, I tell you, well, he's nuts. So, moving on to the next match. Oh, forgot to do the Twitter poll. I'm sorry about that. We're going to get to the Twitter poll. Hold on 1 second. So, according to you guys on Twitter, says here, out of 28 votes, 75% of you gave it four flame emojis. I would have to say that it was definitely worth four flame emojis if you're a Dave Meltzer guy. This would be equivalent to my, this would be my equivalent to five stars, at least for the match of the night. In the grand scheme of things, I don't know if it's worth five stars. I would probably have to give it another look to give you my opinion on that. But again, let's see what Dave Meltzer had to say, because everybody loves Dave Meltzer. But again, 75% of you gave it four flame emojis. Someone gave it one flame. I don't know if that was by accident. If it was by accident and you're listening to this podcast, please step forward and say, hey, it was just an accident. It was kind of a quick click. I've done it before. It's okay. But if you really thought this was just worth one flame, I really would like to know your reasoning. If you're not going to give me your reasoning, then you're just kind of a moron. Let's see who else had some opinions on the match. Chalupa Batman, who you could follow at Chalupa Batman V2, said the triple threat tag match was the best match of the night, and it's not even close. And he also was a fan of the Aleister Black debut as well. So thank you very much, Chalupa Batman. Shout out to any fans of the league. You know, but thank you again for checking out that match and checking out our poll and participating in this poll. So moving on from there, again, great match for the tag team titles. Authors of Pain still retain, and they get those brand new shiny belts. Definitely, probably the match of the night. Up next, we had Asuka defending her NXT Women's Championship against Ember Moon, the breakout star, rookie of the year, obviously, for NXT, in my opinion. This was, in my opinion, a beautifully, beautifully, beautifully constructed match. You can obviously see that Ember Moon definitely gave Asuka all that she can handle. Definitely was the competition that Asuka was looking for. So, and it was just a fun match to watch these girls go back and forth. I could put this up against any of the guy matches, any of the male-oriented matches. This was just a beautiful, beautiful wrestling match. From the back and forth to the stalemates to both women, obviously you could tell they were studying each other to make sure there weren't any holes in their game. Again, top to bottom, I really don't know what else to say about this match. Other than it was a beautifully, beautifully crafted wrestling match that had some back and forth striking, some great chain wrestling. The crowd was definitely into it. 50% were for Ember Moon's, 50% were Asuka, so it was split down the middle. I even said that these ladies are so good at what they did, I could watch them for an entire Raw and be happy. That's how great, from a wrestling standpoint, this match was. Now, the interesting moment of this match is that Asuka cheats, and she uses the referee. It looked like Ember Moon was going to go for her Eclipse Stunner off the top rope. Asuka obviously sensed it coming. She tosses the referee into the ropes, knocking Ember Moon off the ropes. Then as Ember comes crashing down, Asuka brings her back up and then hits her with that devastating kick and picks up the win to retain her NXT Women's Champion. She gets that shiny new Women's Championship belt, which looks phenomenal. Definitely keep it away from Brad Maddox and Paige. I'm sorry, I had to do it. It had to be done. But definitely a great match. If it wasn't for the tag team match, this would probably be one of my favorite matches on the entire card. It was that good. I'm telling you, it wasn't anything that was going to wow you. Like, you know, it wasn't like, it didn't have the drama and the emotion of Sasha and Bayley. But if you analyze it from a wrestling standpoint, how well it was constructed, you know, it was just a beautiful, beautiful match. Going to the Twitter poll right now, we didn't get very many votes on this match, but 50% of you said it was worthy of 3 flame emojis. I have to agree. If it was my personal opinion, I'd give it 4, but I love you guys. You guys know what the heck you're talking about, so we're going to go with that. So moving on from the NXT Women's match. Oh, before we get there, there was a big surprise in the crowd. As I mentioned earlier, we did have a surprise in the crowd, which is kind of a thing that we look for nowadays with these NXT TakeOver specials. Who's going to be the guy from maybe the independents or maybe a former WWE star coming back to the company and maybe want to go through the NXT line of things? And that person happened to be Drew Galloway, or in this case, Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre has returned to WWE. Drew McIntyre is back, but he's going to go through NXT first. This has been confirmed through WWE. If you go on their YouTube channel, they got a little bit of talk from him talking about what his plans were, why he's back, and obviously he's back because he wants the NXT title. If you're a fan of Drew Galloway, if you've been checking out everything that he's done post his first run in WWE, you know that this guy, having him back, especially under the NXT umbrella is going to be very special, because ever since he left the WWE the first time, and he's gone on to do all these great things with various independent organizations, his matches have been top-notch. So it's really cool to see Drew McIntyre back with the WWE. Very interested in seeing what he's going to be doing in NXT. And it's just going to... I'm so stoked about this. It's ridiculous. I'm very interested in seeing what's going to go on. But now time for the final match of the evening. It was the main event. It was the glorious one. Bobby Roode defending his title against the former champion, the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura. Entrance-wise, very tame for Nakamura. Still, the crowd was on their feet, humming along to his music. Shinsuke is obviously one of the most popular performers, probably under the WWE umbrella. So it's very interesting to see where he goes on from here. I didn't really take too many notes as far as this match because I was so invested in it. And it was a very different... It wasn't different, but it was you really had to pay attention and see how they pieced it all together. They told a wonderful, wonderful story, Bobby Roode and Nakamura did, within this match, using wrestling and not so much verbal communication. It was a very slow, methodical match from Bobby Roode, and he kept it to the ground most of the time. And the best part was the idea where there was a moment where Bobby Roode can target the previously injured knee of Nakamura, and Nakamura can target a limb from Bobby Roode. In this case, it was his arm. There was a cool moment where Nakamura goes for an armbar. Roode keeps his hand clasped and makes sure he couldn't break it into the armbar. So Nakamura transitions into the triangle choke. He gets him in the triangle choke, and when you think Rude's about to pass out, he almost breaks out, and then Shinsuke transitions right into the armbar, which was, for me, wrestling standpoint, it just blew my mind how good that spot was. But for the most part, it was a well-crafted match, very tamed, very methodical, slow-paced almost. It was almost like one guy would get his shine in, and then someone else would stop a comeback, and then the other, you know, would go on offense for a little bit. So it was a very even keel match. Still, it was great nonetheless. Great psychology going after the previously injured knee of Nakamura, which played an interesting factor in the match. And then again, coming towards the end, we had Bobby Roode, after he had all of his moves, he threw out the kitchen sink and he still couldn't put away Nakamura. There were some great near falls, some great dramatics, where Nakamura limply kicked out of a cover, just showing that he's basically, both men were throwing out all they could in this match and it wasn't getting done. Action moves to the corner. Bobby Roode gets propped up. It looks like he's going for a tornado DDT, but as he goes for the landing, he stops himself, stands straight up in the air, and plants Shinsuke Nakamura with a devastating, glorious DDT. 1, 2, 3. Bobby Roode retains the NXT Championship. What a match. A very, very fine wrestling match. Maybe he could have done a little bit more with the dramatics, maybe. But again, a phenomenal match. Interesting to see what the next phase of things is going to be for Bobby Roode. And definitely, everybody wants to know what's going to happen with Shinsuke Nakamura. What brand is he going to debut? Is he going to go on Raw? Is he going to go on SmackDown? When is he going to get his call up? Is he going to stay in NXT? There's some obvious signs that they may be looking forward to a call up to the main roster. A small sign, take it with worth a grain of salt, but new Shinsuke Nakamura merchandise has popped up on WWE Access during this weekend, but none of them have the distinct NXT logo on them. So very, very interesting to see where Shinsuke Nakamura is going to go from here. And we didn't get very many votes on this one, but 56% of the votes that we did get in gave it a 4 flame emoji rating, and I have to agree. Again, I think the reason that fans enjoyed it so much is that it was just a perfectly constructed wrestling match. It was a perfectly constructed main event. And these two obviously have some great chemistry with each other. They're obviously veterans of the squared circle, so they obviously they know what they're doing, and there were no hiccups. So it was a wonderful match, definitely worth checking out. Now, getting onto the show overall, I know that these takeover specials tend to get lumped in with each other as far as expectations. These takeover specials have been must-see, definitely. Every single one has been must-see. The thing about NXT, which I enjoy so much, is that it's all logical. It's very simple. Nothing too crazy to build up matches. And it every single time, no matter whether you're looking forward to the NXT takeover special or not, they always deliver, and they always deliver something that makes you go, wow. And in this case, you want to see what happens with Aleister Black. How is he going to perform in NXT? What route are they going to take him after his debut, his phenomenal debut? You have Drew McIntyre returning to the company, so that's going to be interesting to see. What's going to happen now with Shinsuke Nakamura? Is he going to be in NXT, or is he moving up? Same thing with Ty Dillinger. What's going on with him? Is he going to stay in NXT? Is he ever going to get his comeuppance against Sanity, or is he going to move on to the main roster where he could definitely be successful? Who's going to be the next in line to try to take the title away from Bobby Roode? Is it going to be Cassius Ohno? Is Drew McIntyre going to be thrusted right into the main event scene? What's going to happen there? Everything from top to bottom leaves you wanting more, wanting to see where NXT is going to go from here. So it's definitely fun to watch, and definitely this show is definitely a must-see from top to bottom. Every single match was just phenomenal, kept you invested. It was fun, it was easy to digest. The show was a breeze through. I can't say enough about this show. To me, the show definitely deserves a four flame emoji, top to bottom. Again, most of you, obviously your favorite match, and I can't disagree, would be the tag team title match between The Revival, Authors of Pain, and DIY. Again, you know, like I said on Twitter, every time I doubt the quality of these takeover specials, you know, based on what's going on, the buildup between the characters and everything, I'm always proven wrong, and I'm glad to be proven wrong. These shows have just been phenomenal, so shout out to Triple H and the whole entire NXT crew. Thank you for putting on such a great show. Thank you for you know, proving that maybe old school tactics in wrestling definitely have a place for new school lines of thinking and new school lines of characters. So according to you guys, out of 21 votes, 62% of you gave the entire show four flame emoji. Obviously, everyone's favorite match was a tag team title match, which I can't disagree. I definitely give it four flame emojis. If you haven't checked it out, maybe because you're in Orlando and this weekend is so busy with all the shows going on, if you ever have time, definitely fire this one up on the WWE Network. If you have the capacity to even, you know, stomach more wrestling after this weekend, this is definitely a show you want to check out. So I thank you guys for listening to this recap and review of the NXT TakeOver Orlando special. Obviously, tonight's a big night because it's WrestleMania. The show starts at 5. Doesn't matter if it's a kickoff show or a pre-show. There are going to be some great matches on there. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is going to be there. Also, Neville will be defending his Cruiserweight title against Austin Aries. So definitely, if you're checking out WrestleMania Live, the show starts at 5. Doesn't matter when the main show starts. The entire show starts at 5. So if you love this stuff, you definitely want to be checking it out at 5 p.m. Again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm big on social media in terms of interacting with you guys and getting your feedback on the show. I want to know what you guys think. How can we make it better? What do you like? What don't you like? The best way to do that is to leave us a comment below on this page. You can leave us a comment there, or you can reach out to us on various social media links. All the links are listed on this post, but if you want to reach us directly, I do most of my talking on Twitter. So if you want to talk to me, if you want to interact with me and give me your opinions on wrestling or the show, you can follow me on Twitter at WrestlingChron, C-H-R-O-N. And that's where, you know, we can discuss everything. And, you know, if you want to leave your opinions on what's going on in the world of wrestling and you want to get it voiced on the podcast, let me know and I'll be glad to do it for you. You can also give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/The Wrestling Chronicle. I do a lot of different things there where maybe I facilitate breaking news, some historical stuff going on within the world of wrestling. So if you like that sort of stuff, give us a like on Facebook. You can always interact with me there. Send me a message. I'll get to you as soon as I possibly can. If you want to send something anonymously, you can definitely do so. You can reach me via email. If you want something a little bit more personal, a little bit one-on-one basis, you can email me piledriverpod@gmail.com. piledriverpod@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to be checking out WrestleMania tonight. I'll be live tweeting the entire show. So if you want to get up to the minute thoughts on everything, you follow me there. And then I'll be back possibly Monday or Tuesday. I'll be back giving you my thoughts on WrestleMania. And then another episode will drop for the Raw after WrestleMania. So again, thank you for tuning in. Please check me out on those social media links and become my friend. I want to build this thing with you guys. Again, we have a lot of cool things coming, so stay tuned. Hope you guys enjoyed all the wrestling this weekend. Hope you guys are staying hydrated if you're in Lando. Have fun. Wrestling is fun. Wrestling is love. Thank you for tuning out the show. Have a good day, guys.